on fourth and goal, runs it in himself.
Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Burkhardt, Fox Sports, on the call with Tom Brady yesterday, and Aaron Andrews.
Yeah, he didn't say everything that happened on that call. That was the shoulder dip on Mustafa. Donut butt. Man, he drunk that short. Oh, that had to feel good. OG quarterback and the young cat bringing the thunder. Damn it!
One reason that I don't think you can put all your eggs in the Christian McCaffrey basket, because they have more problems than just their offense. They're struggling in all three phases.
But you don't got answers for all the others. At least McCaffrey symbolizes hope. You know what I'm saying?
So does Greenlaw, if that's what you want to hold on to. You can.
No, man, could you imagine? But where are you going to be by then? Because he won't be playing, that is, they won't be playing this Sunday, if I'm correct, Sunday night against Dallas. I think that's a walk in the park, but the one thing I'm going to leave this studio knowing today, there are no walks in the parks for this Niner team right now. How can you be, Steiny, when you're 11th in the NFC?
How's Purdy played this year?
I'm being so average.
How about Jordan Mason?
Above average.
How about Ayuk?
Below average.
He was an F before he got hurt yesterday. What about Charvarius Ward? Talk about guys maybe losing money.
C plus.
Deebo Samuel.
D.
We'll see.
Bosa.
We'll see.
C plus.
And they don't have McCaffrey.
What about Trent?
He's been terrible.
B minus.
Whatever. He had a hold, too, and a callback in the first quarter.
Brando had the biggest one on the first run. It felt like the Super Bowl. Mason got like 8-9 yards. I'm like, here they go. Holding.
People may say, oh, Steiny, that doesn't mean anything. Trent Williams set a horrible tone for this team in the offseason. I'm sorry.
But why just him singular? Why not Ayuk?
Because he didn't have a window. Ayuk was in his place to get paid. Everybody knew he was going for a new contract. But Trent Williams doing it just because he could, that set a terrible tone for the season.
But you think the point to where
that's
guys
my opinion.
Are getting their ass
that's my
kicked
opinion.
At their job
that's my opinion.
Is because of that?
He has not been good.
Yeah, no, but
okay.
Either of
he
they.
He set a terrible – Trent Williams set a terrible tone for the season by holding out and coming in a week before camp. That's what I think. Yeah, you can disagree with me. That's fine. But
what about McCaffrey?
Well,
he's hurt.
He wasn't due.
Exactly.
The pay.
I mean.
But we understood it at the time. Everybody said they would have did the same thing, right?
I look at it this way. Trent Williams
played
was selfish.
He had, and it worked.
For whom? See, that's the thing. Okay, you're right. Three cards worked. For McCaffrey, who got paid. For Ayuk, who got paid. For Trent Williams, who got paid.
Right.
That's great. For all three of those guys, it's been great. But what about for us, the San Francisco 49ers? Well, how have those worked out? Mm. They've been absolutely, positively awful decisions, at least the way they look right now. Because you're 3-4. Mike's in San Jose. What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
I thought the turnaround point in my thought of how the defense was either really trying or playing with heart was when Mahomes ran up the gut in the red zone, and the defender, instead of dropping his shoulder, popping him on the side of the knee, wrapping and keeping him out of the end zone, he hit him high, and Mahomes bumped him to the side and then pointed at him later and made fun of him. But the bottom line is that seems to be how they're tackling everywhere this season. That seems to be like there's no gang tackling, there's no pursuit, there's no Ronnie Lott coming after somebody, wrap somebody up and delivering the final blow and make them think twice about wanting to catch the ball. You know, and the other thing was we forget that when we had all these weapons, Purdy had the time to read them all. He doesn't have time to go through his progressions anymore. He can't throw off his back foot. And there's one last thing I noticed in the game. Early in the game when he got tackled, he was on his right shoulder. He didn't push up with his right arm to get off the turf. He rolled over to his back all the way to his left arm and pushed up there. That's telling me his right arm ain't 100%. And I don't see him winging the ball around unless he's really stepping into his throws. He's not a Mahomes. He's not a Marino. He's not even an Elway that would step into his throws. He doesn't have time to step into a lot of his throws. They're not giving him time. And it's only a matter of odds before he gets hurt if he keeps scrambling around.
Thanks, hey, Mike. Appreciate the call. Let me tell you who was not at Mike's house.
Who?
There were no 49ers at Mike's house. Because that was a dog in the background.
Well, the Niners could have used him. Wow. Tough crowd. Huh? Sounds like you might have heard that joke before. Yeah, hey, listen.
I didn't do it right.
We are not going to do the Dick Tracy thing or the Nancy Drew mysteries. If he's hurt, he's out there and he's being a warrior. They all are, right? But Stanley, I don't know what to do. Brock Purdy, because he was making the point that maybe he's hurt for a subpar play. I can't do that. I don't have room to do it.
Like this is where, and I'm not saying I'm not saying
the caller.
I'm shutting down the conversation because I'm not.
We never do.
But the reality is,
that's
it doesn't matter if he's hurt. This is the 49ers playing football right now. And if he's hurt, well, then his play is suffering, and the 49ers are going to have to pay the price for that. Like, I can't say Brock Purdy's hurt. Has he shown up on an injury sheet all year? But maybe he's not 100% like a lot of other guys.
Or the team, the leagues are, like again, that if the man coverage thing is kryptonite, you go to Brock Purdy twice against Minnesota, those were L's. You go to the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, that was an L. We talk about what Cleveland did last year and Baltimore on Christmas. Stani, I do have little baby thoughts or seeds that are starting to grow with, okay, is this a Brock Purdy problem? And that might be unfair. Is it a Kyle problem? That could be unfair. But somebody's got to find out, because if we're just going to cross the board today come in and say, oh, Niners can't beat press coverage, the receivers can't, it's not the quarterback's fault, then that's not doing your due diligence. Something, there's a truth in the middle somewhere, and we got to find out. And I don't know what's going on, but I just have never seen a team pay a guy like they did Brandon Ayuk. All the stuff that went into it, and damn it, you don't even get to the bye week before he's gone for the whole year. Wow. And now what type of receiver he's going to be moving forward, that's for another day. But, man, partner, I don't have the answers. I really don't. And if I ask you this, and I'm about to, who's been the best 49er this year? I can't give you. It was Fred before he turned his wheel.
I'd say Kittle.
Well, damn.
But, hey, I go Kittle, you know what? Warner. I'll choose to look at the silver lining. Maybe after... You know, he's probably going to have surgery, rehabs. Maybe he'll be able to beat somebody deep next year if he's healthy.
Well, they don't – Jerry said they don't throw it deep.
That's because Brock can't get the ball there, maybe. We saw two long passes yesterday, and both receivers had a weight on
them. Oh, the count.
I'm not saying Purdy's not very good. I'm just saying that's what happens. Like,
what
nothing's
grade would you
clicking.
Give him this year, Brock?
Who?
Just real quick, Brock.
B minus. Hmm? David in El Cerrito. What's up, David? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
Hey, David.
I'm going to say this. I'm not a huge Brock Purdy fan.
All right.
But I think it needs to be looked at this way. There are maybe four or five guys in the league who can win a Super Bowl, a quarterback, when things aren't going right. There may be four or five guys in the league that can do that. Maybe. And there's maybe five or six other guys who could win a Super Bowl when things are going right.
All right.
So it's really hard to find a guy, okay?
Yep.
Things aren't going right for the Niners. The window is closing, if not closed already, for this cast of characters to win a Super Bowl. So then it gets back to the question. Brock Purdy's not one of the four or five guys that can ever win it when things aren't going right. And they're not going to be going right for a long time. So I think people are realizing today, like, what is the future? It's not about winning 10 games, making the playoffs, because they're not winning a Super Bowl. So that window is basically shut. So it's a question of, can you build a team again around this guy to go win a Super Bowl? Because like, he's not a guy that wins it by himself. That's going to be clear. He's maybe one of the 11 that could win one in the league. And that's the bigger macro problem when watching yesterday's game and watching this team moving forward.
Wow, you got me thinking about what Stani said earlier about Sando. I don't know who wrote that article about basically, Stani, the chickens coming home to roost in regard to those draft picks in regard to the Trey Lance debacle, if you're talking about building. But it all depends on what type of personality you have. Let me tell you something. I tell you who's not quitting. It's the players and the Niners with 10 games left. You beat Dallas, you're 4-4, okay? But you still got that revolving door, who's coming through it or who's not. But they're not giving up. But
well, they might not be giving up.
If you're a fan like him, but are they that's playing? Real talk right there.
Okay, but
of course they're not going to depth right now.
Of course they're not going to give up.
Yeah.
But the question is,
are you a threat?
No. The question is, are you playing with the sense of urgency you need to play? And I heard three or four callers today saying, and Jerry Rice too saying, how do you come out for a game like that looking like it's just another game?
Now that is wow.
Let's go to Randy in San Lorenzo. Hey, Randy, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's been a while since I've called you all.
All right.
So Randy. Anyway, the game that I am waiting for is the game against the Detroit Lions. I believe that the Detroit Lions are actually going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
This upcoming February. But then also, I'm also looking forward to the Green Bay Packers game. I also just want to say that I agree with the last caller that Brock Purdy is overrated, okay? And Shanahan is not as good a coach as many people think that he is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yes. Anyway, fellows, thanks for taking my call. Have a blessed day, okay?
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. And damn. Good luck to your Lions.
Well,
can't pull one over on us. We know you're a Lions fan.
Well, he jumped out to Kyle. I mean, where do you think this thing is headed?
I don't know. Not sure. But, like, I do disagree with the caller before the last one. He's like, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Well, you don't know.
Well, it doesn't look like that. Yeah. Of course it doesn't
right
look
now.
Like that. Yeah.
Right now.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live in the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What was Kyle Shanahan's message to the 49ers after the ball game?
I want them to say less. No way to sugarcoat that. We got our ass kicked today. Lots of reasons for it, but those are things that they don't need to sit and think about today. We'll address all those tomorrow. We'll get together. We'll go through the truth of the whole tape and, you know, be hard on each other and find a way to put it to bed so we can come out here and make sure we put our best foot forward and find a way to get a win versus Dallas.
Tell me less.
I want them to say less.
Right, because he's sick of the, well, we'll get it together and we need to come together and all that kind of stuff doesn't matter. You got to go out and do it.
They had a chance yesterday, man. They let them off the hook.
See, I don't look at that as a game where they let the Chiefs off the hook. I look at that as a game that the Chiefs absolutely handled you. They absolutely handled you. It was 28-18.
Well, right.
But I mean, I don't think you let them off the hook. You were never winning that game after 3-0.
Yeah, but when your quarterback is not on his A game and he's throwing interceptions, bad ones,
their quarterback played better than your quarterback and made every big play.
Correct, Steiner.
I'm sorry. But Patrick Mahomes did not play a bad game.
Okay.
If that's his bad game, they ain't losing in the next 3 years.
You would have signed up for that, though. Because let me tell you, when he was better, the last two Super Bowls, he was better. And he was more efficient. You're right. He had moxie yesterday. He made the plays. The pitches when he's about to get sacked. Right. Those all matter. But I can't ignore. This is a Brock Purdy question, Steiny. He was awful. He was awful. It's not about throwing a party. Hey, that's my Steiny. About Mahomes wasn't bad. But damn, you would have given your right arm to get that stat line going into that game yesterday to think you could win at home when your season is kind of, you
know. The two stats, you're looking at his numbers, and they're fair.
Right.
Fine, yeah, hey, if Mahomes goes 16 for 27 with two, yes. But what if I told you they're going to go 8 for 14 on third down, and they're going to be 80% in the red zone, 4 out of 5 touchdowns?
I get that.
It's like he gets them down there. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Schleprock in San Mateo. Schleprock. Hey.
Hello. Guess what, Guru? You're going to be horrible when you're losing 3, 4, maybe 5 year best players on offense and you're the quarterback Purdy. All right.
Okay.
This is what the Niners need. This is what the Niners need to do. They need to go back to play in 1965, 66, 67, Green Bay Packers football. Go back to the basics. You know, get the ball to your best players who aren't on the field now. But the bottom line is, you got to play buttoned up football on offense, defense, on special teams. When you're losing this many players that are key to your roster, then you might win some games. But until you do that, buttoned up ball, you're not going to win anything. I'm not going to blame Shanahan. I'm not going to blame Purdy. I'm going to blame the players for making too many mistakes, because right now, with this roster the way it stands, they're not good enough to overcome mistakes that they put on themselves. And what do you think about that analysis, guys?
Yeah, I don't disagree with it, but I mean, if you don't have a good offensive line, you can't really just play 1960s football.
Well, I'll say this to him, Stoney, as far as the roster, it's just not as deep. And it's not as deep because of all the injuries now. So, I don't know. I saw D Winters hit Hunt on the screen, Stoney, and I thought that was Greenlaw. I said, uh-oh, they came there, they're bringing the hat. And then that kind of went away, but you're right. I know you know that wasn't Patrick Mahomes' A game, and he was there in money time, and he's more experienced.
And that's what makes it even worse.
But if Brock had played better, you could have taken advantage of the two interceptions. You could have taken advantage of, you know, things that went your way, and they just couldn't do diddly squat offensively. And I have never gone into a season to where I'm saying week 8 or 7 is you have to beat Dallas, because this is a team you've owned. And if something has really changed to where you can't get it back, that would equal finally a loss to Dallas, who has just been a mess and the world's watched it together.
Yeah, and I think we got to start lumping the 49ers in with these teams that we think are a mess. Wow. Because we call teams messes who have a better record than the Niners. Mm. So what does that make what's going on with San Francisco right now? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Benzo in Napa. What's up, Benzo? How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
All right.
Oof.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, though, right?
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
I'm feeling it. Just take a minute for a sec to be like, oh, man, okay. Lots to unpack. I'm not going to try and do that all. There's just one thing that came to mind that's been bugging me a little bit. And I'm just a fan. My opinion matters maybe a little somewhere. But I've heard radio professionals and a lot of fans calling over the last few years, ever since Shanahan came along, that he's the offensive guru. And if anything, I think that got stripped yesterday. Like, I don't think we're going to hear that anymore. And I don't like labels because they make expectations crazy, and I don't think that, you know, it's good for anybody, and it, no one really deserves that. But nonetheless, it was getting set around. And, I mean, at this point, if he couldn't figure it out with that team, I know there's a lot of injuries and stuff, but just the decision-making was just like, it's cringeworthy stuff. And I know he even feels it. So I'm not sure we have an offensive guru on hand. I think we got a great coach. A couple things to note. I think McCaffrey, yeah, he's not the answer to everything. But, yeah, we are grasping at strings of hope, and he's one of them at this point when it comes to the team moving forward. So, yeah, I want to, you know, how we're going to move forward, how it's going to get better. I mean, it's game by game. There's a lot of football left. I don't think anybody should be down in the dumps. But, yeah, there's a lot to figure out. The Ayuk things, oh, man. So, yeah, just want to throw those thoughts out there. And I don't think we have an offensive guru on our hand. And finally, I think that label should be thrown in the trash.
Thanks, Benzo. Appreciate it. Well, problem is, you put a label on a guy before he deserves it.
I mean, look, I'm not here to defend Kyle, but the bottom line is, been in two Super Bowls and four straight NFC Championship games. I've been, you and I have criticized him right now on his run-pass ratio. Like, dude, you got to read the room. If you're doing something and it's working, my critique has been, why do you go away for it?
Yeah,
In a game that he obviously was struggling in, Brock Purdy, throw it 31 times?
I don't think they ran it well.
I know Kansas City did well against the run, but exactly. When it was all said and done, you averaged 4.2 a pop. Like, could you have run more, maybe? And then we find out that your boy's out there, J.P. Mason would have separated his shoulder, but if you're out there, you can play, right? So, again, I don't want to be that obvious in regard to, you know, against the best defense and your quarterback's worst day. Why didn't you kind of take the air out the ball a little bit and see if you could have been more successful on the ground? Just a thought.
They were down 14-3 and then 21-12. So when you get down two scores, maybe it feels like there's more of a sense of urgency. But I didn't really see – like, I thought they went away from the run way more 2 games ago when they lost to – who was it, the Rams? No, Arizona. I thought they went away from the run there. Yesterday, I didn't really think – I didn't think they ran it great. And then down in the red zone – I do think the play calling's not very good. I feel like I've watched Jordan Mason. I'd like to see how many runs he's had inside the 10 for 2 yards or less.
Probably leading the league. I get, but is that all on him?
I'm not saying it's all on him. It doesn't matter. They can't get it in. Skipping Hayward.
Skip.
What's up, Skip? What do you got, buddy?
Hey, you guys, I really enjoy your show. I've been watching for a while. I just made my birthday yesterday, October 20th.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday, man.
Skip.
I just want to say that, taking words from Guru, what have you done for me lately? Sunday is every given Sunday. Any team can beat any team.
Mm.
And let me tell you something. There has not been good football played. Look on all these teams that I've been playing, whether it's New Orleans, whether it's Dallas, whether it's the Jets. There are not a lot of good teams out there. It's just bad football. And I'm going to tell you something else. I was watching – I have the red zone.
All right.
I was watching the red zone yesterday morning, and I'm in school taking some classes, and I'm like, red zone or classes? You know what I did? I turned the TV off because it was bad football.
Wow.
And you know what? It's just everybody's injured. You guys, I'm going to take it off, and I want to get you guys' opinion about what you think about that.
Wow. Something's off.
Well, the injuries, okay. Thanks, Skip, and happy birthday. They gave you the Jerry Jones present, the Niners did. Stunk it up on his birthday, but – Stoney, I'll never turn the game off. Now, injuries do happen. They're happening more and more. But you and I and Evan haven't had the conversation at Spadoni about the product is insufferable, because that's what it sounds like Skip was saying. You got to watch the Ravens. Pittsburgh looked like they knew what they were doing last night. Who else we got? Stoney, who's at the top? Watch the Rams-Vikings game. That was a damn good game. Watch the Packers and Texans. I mean, those are good teams, and – we thought the Niners were. I just want to know when it's – I can't do it now. If I could take a poll of the fans, is 90% of the 3-4 what you don't have available, or is 90% of the 3-4 they've cottoned up to you and you're just not as good as you've been in the past? Because that's what it is, partner.
Look, the way I look at it is everybody's got injuries, and you had injuries or no – you had two inexcusable losses, injuries or not.
Wow.
If you had you taken care of the Cardinals like you should have, had you taken care of the Rams like you should have, yesterday's game would have been far more tolerable.
Wow.
But you didn't, as Stephen A. Smith would say. But you didn't.
Call it
now
like
you're
you
3-4, and it's as close as to a must-win game against Dallas on Sunday as probably you could have in week 8. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in. What are your thoughts on yesterday's game, Niners fans, and are these problems fixable? 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
We're not a championship-level team right now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This is Lil Wayne, one of his best.
Oh, God. Kyle's favorite.
Little Weezy. Kyle who?
Shanahan. Learn the backstory.
I'm the one that told you and you didn't believe it. Jaranda, let me fact check. Carter. He named his son Carter after albums that Lil Wayne had under the Carter name.
Okay. John Salad.
I'm not going to do this text
line. And I named my oldest daughter Josie after her grandfather.
I love that.
Yeah, so everybody's going to
start. I named my youngest son after me.
Yeah. Well, a lot of creativity there.
I hate Junior. You call him, he's the second. Sounds more ritzy. I'm not going to do what people are doing on the Comcast business text line. Guru, Lions, Vikings, and Raiders, Rams was horrible. Chris A. I just like football.
And yet you don't understand it.
That's a... See, oh, Spadoni didn't laugh. Maybe
well, he wasn't listening.
All right.
Goof said, you know, I just love football. And I said, and yet you don't understand it.
Sports, man. Oh, that's pretty good.
That's known as joking with my
partner.
We had one down.
Have we had one positive outlook call or text today about this team? Will it or bring it? But no, seriously, man. Where is this thing? I'm worried
numbers
about
are
Brock.
Numbers.
Yeah.
What are you worried mostly about? That you.
If you're telling
that
me
that you crowned
now,
him prematurely.
No, I didn't crown him. He's good.
You crowned superstar. You were calling him superstar.
No,
like the Converse shoe. And now what?
No, I'm wondering now.
Wait a minute. What about the urgency from the Niners, Steiny?
I liked it.
Yeah, that's why they were going to win the game, right?
Because
they needed to win more.
See, hey, Mouth.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something.
Just get off
And
here.
You know what? If you're going to jump on the mic, don't have food in your mouth.
You do it all the time. I take from you.
I never eat on the show. I very seldom.
You just suck your teeth.
Oh, boy. Like, who feels good?
The last thing I said was, I feel like the 49ers have more urgency. It's a bigger game for them, but God. You hate to do it up against Andy Reid in a bye week.
Man.
So I was balancing those two things.
How'd that work out?
Andy Reid.
He calls some of the most gorgeous plays, man.
Everything.
Just, come on, Kyle, man. Kyle got a flipper spread.
Yeah.
Tell everybody not to talk.
That's the sign of somebody who has no more answers. You don't want to see a spread flipped.
But against
that
the
may as well be Kyle Shanahan saying, yeah, I got nothing, everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what's happened and what this season thus far has shown me is it's McCaffrey-centric, duh. He's everything. Because that's the only one thing you can go back to. Six field goals against the Jets. I came in nitpicking. Everybody laughed. Oh, you being overly critical.
No, you said it was a big win against the Jets.
No, I said six field goals.
They're an AFC. Oh, they're going to go to the AFC championship game.
That's still not off the table, but 2-5. Listen, man, like, if that's your answer, I guess at the end of the day, you've yet to be proven wrong.
Who?
McCaffrey not being here makes everybody on the offensive side of the ball look worse.
Well, then why did you pay them all if they needed McCaffrey?
Well, I think that's you paid him. No, but like seriously.
Yeah. Well, what my point is.
Was the defense not a positive yesterday?
They didn't like they're not on my list, Evan, of playing bad, and that's why you got beat.
You know what? And I would answer it this way. I just don't think they're playing great in any phase.
But compared to what they've put out there, Stoney, that was a good defensive effort from the Niners. It was not great. Evan, you're right. I really believe I thought the Niner defense kept that game in balance, got two interceptions, even if they were bad. And you throw your quarterback throws it, even at the end when you're trying to put pressure on them, give Kansas City with the ball where one mistake might get you beat. You couldn't even do that because your $60 man that I'm thinking is getting 60 threw it to the other team and was off all day.
How about the defense? How is the defense?
For what they've been.
They allowed four touchdowns in five red zone.
Right.
Series.
But how many of those came off the three interceptions from your quarterback that put them in that position?
I'm just saying.
And then
that's
you get
the point.
You stop a fake punt, you get the ball on their 45, and the first play is a Purdy pick to where you're like, I've never scratched my head. I'm being real here. On some of Brock Purdy's decision making, and maybe that's why I'm uncomfortable because I'm not used to it. But yesterday, those were throws.
You should be
like,
used to it this year. We got to judge the Niners on seven games this year. And they've not been, like, that's the thing, I guess. And I don't know if this is too depressing, but there's not one thing. Oh, man, if we get our running game going, we'll be. No. Then you got defense issues. You got special teams issues.
Can you make an extra point?
Let's go to, who's been waiting? Jaime. In San Carlos. What's up, Jaime? How you doing, buddy? And actually, you know what, Jaime? Hold on one sec. 510.
Give it to me.
Converse shoes are all-stars, not superstar. Come on, Steiny. Scott and Hayward. Scott?
We let it go.
I go back to the 70s and 80s. They had... Oh, no, I'm thinking... You know what? I think I'm thinking of the Adidas superstar.
We'll see.
Hold that!
Yeah, nah,
hold that,
give
Scott.
The win to Scott.
Let me do some research. What's up, Jaime?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I got a stat for you. I got a stat for you.
Give it to me.
Shanahan should be on the hot seat.
I think we know it. Go ahead.
The 49ers are now 0-40 when trailing by 8-plus points at any point in the fourth quarter under Kyle Shanahan, including playoffs. They are the only team without a win in that span. That's terrible. I think Shanahan needs to – he should have got up in that presser and said, you know what, it's my fault. The team wasn't ready, blah, 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 blah. But he's too arrogant and something's got to change. I think this season is done and we are cooked.
Wow. So I think that's the first.
Not yet.
Negativity. But 415, Guru, if the Niners are McCaffrey-centric, why did you call Jordan Mason a potential superstar? I still think he is. Also, have you watched the Niners' defense and special teams? The defense was better yesterday than the special teams. I'm just telling you, yesterday, the Chiefs did not just do whatever they wanted. They ended up getting 28 points, but a lot of that was because of the ineptitude of the offense by the Niners and turnovers. So if you go into a game telling me you're going to keep Mahomes under 200 yards, check. Multiple interceptions, check. And no touchdown passes, check. I'm thinking that's the recipe for success.
Well, let me tell you what else is. 180 rushing yards and four touchdowns in five tries in the red zone.
Oh, but to Goo's point, though, two of those touchdowns came off of picks.
Right.
And the third touchdown was after a 55-yard return by Hardman on a punt. So, like, they had short fields the whole game.
and didn't break.
Well,
to kind of...
they didn't have short field on the possession after they got up 3-0.
Well,
the Chiefs only outgained the Niners by like 20 yards.
No, I know, but I'm saying you got a 3-0 lead, and then they drove 85 yards in the following possession to go up 7-3. I know it's only one, but you could boil the game down that way too. Is what happened in each team's red zone? Like, they both kind of got there, but the Niners didn't get touchdowns except, you know, late.
Yeah, but the Niners... Yes, but the Niners have not been good in the red zone this season. To me, that's more of the offense.
But,
like, their offense was so putrid yesterday that it didn't matter how good the defense was. But if you're at, like, they didn't play poorly.
Who?
The defense.
I'm not saying they did play poorly. I'm saying situationally, they didn't make anything happen.
Well, I guess they turned Mahomes over. Oh, you're talking about offense.
Like, I thought the defense was mediocre.
I mean, they got two turnovers. They had three sacks. Like, what did you want from them? To shut them out?
Yeah,
of course not. But...
I think they would tell you, Snotty, that was good enough to win had we got anything from our offense. I guess that's biggest takeaway,
fine.
Too. Had you
but
got
then,
anything?
But we talked all week about the Chiefs' defense. So if we're going to give up 28, that means you needed to score 30 against that defense, which is one of the best in the league.
On third downs.
And you're all, is it an excuse? I'm not using it as an excuse. But were you going to score 30 in a game without Debo, without McCaffrey, and then you lost Ayuk halfway through? And no Jennings. Like,
well,
I'll give you, okay? Defense was pretty good. I'll even give you pretty good. But, like, that's kind of my point on the Niners. They can't put all phases together.
But when you have everybody that you just mentioned that you didn't have outside of McCaffrey, we saw them still suck in the red zone. Debo's played, Ayuk's played, and
Chiefs
Jawan Jennings
were worse
has played.
In the end zone, coming red zone.
Yeah,
the
no
Chiefs
doubt.
Were worse in the red zone than the Niners.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
now
Kyle,
we have
Andy
a,
fixed
now
that
we have
issue.
A, exactly.
Kyle didn't fix it against the Chiefs. Great
right.
defense.
So you had five chances, and you gave up touchdowns on four.
Well,
like,
no,
that's
I,
not
I
good enough.
With you. I hear you.
I mean, Skinny Bob.
Our guy.
Hold on, Skinny right. Bob. We'll get to you in a second. Evan's taking a call. Relax, everybody. It's a game. You got beat by Kansas City. So what? Move on. We'll still go 12-5. Want to bet?
Yeah, that's one.
Who wants to bet? I'll bet on that one. I will bet on that one. Skinny Bob!
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, Skinny? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hey, like the guy said, it's a game, but I was entertained, and you guys confused me just like that game confused me. The 10 minutes, I thought we were right in there. Things were going well. The rest of the time, I see it's like anything. These guys are in a slump. You get to mid-game, and they get behind. They don't catch up. Next thing you know, turnover. And I like Brock. I think he's a good quarterback. We start out with a holding penalty, or screw up a lot.
Trent Williams.
But then again, march down the field, Brock.
Yep.
He's not like Garoppolo or anybody else. I think we got a lot of potential. They dominated us. They should have. They're a great team. Mahomes is just a show for sure. But Ayuk and the kind of money we pay, we got to figure out, and ownership has to figure out, and the players have to figure out how to do some good, get equity and pay. Nobody needs $180 million or $250 million. It's getting too ridiculous. And the people in the stands don't want to pay $20 for a beer.
No, man. So, Skinny Bob, keeping it real.
How's your Husky doing, Skinny? How's the Husky?
Oh, my Husky's doing good. He just had his annual.
Nice.
He's getting his blood work. And I want to emphasize, when you have an old dog and you can afford it, do the blood work. It's like $500. But I found out he's low on his thyroid.
Uh-oh.
So he was getting fatter and slowing down on the walks. So 5 days of pills now, and he's back to normal.
Right. I'm a happy. What a great owner. Is he back to retrieving those golf balls at his pace that he had in his prime?
Well, we have so many, we've slowed down. We're actually finishing up the yard. I'm doing beef ribs right now on the barbecue.
Nice.
And it is nice. And I'm going to share them with a few people. And anyway, life is good on the coast. A beautiful day.
Thanks, Skinny Bob.
Thanks, man.
There it is.
Yep.
It's just a game, people. It's a game.
He was entertained.
It's not. No need to get all mad.
Well, those people trying to fix and rectify. Did you see it was Brindle on that hold in first drive?
All I know is I listened to the first quarter on the radio, and Tim Ryan said they could have gotten Trent on that one.
That's a four.
I'm just saying. Two guys held.
Why is he?
They gave it to the gave it to the younger guy, Ace and Marin.
Oh.
What's up, Ace? How you doing, man?
They could have got him.
Steiny and Guru, nice to talk to you. How's everybody?
Dynamite
Reaction Monday.
Not really.
Yeah. So I have a math. I have a math question for you.
Oh.
Do you know how many players are on the Niner roster?
53.
53 is right. Do you know how many start on offense and defense?
11 on each 22. Side of the ball.
11 aside.
Mm-hmm.
So. I am here at the defense of Brock Purdy. This is a team.
No doubt.
And everyone's been calling, dumping on Brock. I will admit that he had a not-so-great day. I think he's a very, very good quarterback. But from my perspective, it's a team issue.
I agree.
Special teams are abysmal. Every time there is a play that involves them, I am holding my breath. You know, they know that Hardman is a premier returner. What did he do? He had a big return.
Yeah.
The defense doesn't tackle. And poor Jordan Mason. I mean, the guy's the second best back in the NFL. He got stonewalled. Now, is that all his fault? I don't think so. So I'd like everyone to kind of recalibrate here. I thought they came out without urgency, contrary to what you said, Steiny. And the first quarter, I was thinking, this does not look good. And It was pervasive throughout the game.
But can I give you this? Anytime a quarterback throws three interceptions, you got to say he didn't get the job. Purdy was not great. It was his worst game, arguably, as a pro yesterday.
I hear that. It was also against a really, really good defense.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's not an excuse. What is an excuse? No Debo, no Ayuk, no third down Juwan. So now you're down to Ronnie Bell. I mean, who's going to win with Ronnie Bell as your premier receiver?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ace. Appreciate the call.
But you drafted Ronnie Bell because you thought, nah, he wouldn't be the star, but if guys went down, he could step up. You drafted Pearsall. You drafted Cowing, who could have had – I'll leave that alone because I know you're going to be, oh, Guru, you're open on that all week. Just damn it, Steiny, a better throw.
No.
He's in the end zone.
It was a deep throw.
So they had their chances.
From the 925. How do you guys feel about Kyle not going for two when the score was 14-12?
I hated every part of it. And I know Evan and other guys defended it, but Steiny, I mean, when are you just going to let him hang? Tie the game. Quit giving me the math formula. Oh, if they go down, and how about you stop them, but tie the game? You're at home.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was a no-brainer.
Missed the kick.
I kind of thought it was a no-brainer to go for two there, but the theory is if you go for two and you don't get it, which ended up happening, which is now easy to second guess, but if you go for two and you don't get it, then they score and get the extra point. It's a two-score game.
Yeah, what if you took that out of it? And you'd probably be stupid to do it.
What?
My defense is going to be so stout, they're not going to score again.
If it's 14-13, they lose anyway tomorrow. Oh, yesterday.
I hated it. And the guy missed an extra point.
Roy's in San Leandro wants to talk about the Niners. What's
this
up, Roy?
Guy, Roy.
How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going? It's nice to talk to you guys again.
Nice talk to you, too.
You know, I really don't know what to say about the 49ers except they injured. And I just think that right now Lynch should go ahead on and, trade off a few pieces and because the 49ers are going to go 7-10. I hate to be negative.
Wow.
But with all those injuries, no. Okay, wait a minute, Guru.
That was me.
What I'm saying, man, is that, okay, listen.
I will.
Okay, just like that last caller said, I mean, that special teams coach, it seemed to me like he don't even know what he's doing.
Right.
Okay, then on the defensive side, not that I'm being negative, but they played well. I give them credit. But, you know, a lot of those young guys are inexperienced. So, in all honesty, the way the season is going, I could see the 49ers going maybe 7-10. What I'm saying is that, okay, the reason I say trade off a few pieces for draft picks, start your planning for next year. And then, you know, and then be ready for next year because the 49ers are just beat down too bad, man. I mean, they keep on saying this, giving hope for Greenlaw and all like, and some of those other guys to come back. But the situation is that I just don't think that the 49ers could do too much anymore. That's all I wanted to say, and it's always great to talk to both
always,
of
Roy. Thanks, Roy. Roy's a gentleman.
He's the man. Class act. He thought that was me blurting in. That was you. But no, Stein, he's given a 7-10.
Used to what's happened in the past.
We're not there yet, but, I mean, how the special teams.
7-10 still may be enough to win the division.
Well, yours. Seattle won yesterday, and you said that ain't a quality win. They're 4-3. Oh, by the way.
Okay, so you
the
think...
Niners do got a quality win on their of the three, but
okay.
I'm just talking. All I know is this. The special teams has been horrid, and nobody on the current coaching staff, defensive coordinator, nor special teams coordinator has caught the hell that Wilkes did last year.
So I thought the defense wasn't the issue yesterday.
No, yeah, it was pretty damn good for me compared to what they've been putting out there.
And the other thing is, like, I get Mahomes' numbers weren't great, but they haven't been great all year.
Right.
Like, that game that Mahomes played was kind of like the games he's been playing this year.
All day. But, and they know and have a recipe and formula to know how to win when they don't play their best.
Exactly.
And against Minnesota, and I'm not calling one individual out, the Rams, the last couple times they had the ball, and yesterday, you can't mimic that. So what are we, and that's why I'm not, you know, if Stein, if you tell, hey, Goo, where you at? Am I going to tell you I'm changing everything I thought about Brock Purdy? No, but I'm starting to look at more like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
See, I would look at Brock Purdy, and the problem is if you state a fact, you're going to be accused of making an excuse.
Mm.
But it can still be a fact. And the fact is, I wouldn't expect Brock Purdy to have a great game if he doesn't have McCaffrey,
wow.
If he doesn't have Deebo Samuel, if Ayuk gets hurt halfway through the game, if he doesn't have Juwan Jennings, who do we have? Cowing, Pearsall? Like, that's asking a lot to want Brock Purdy to throw two touchdowns and no picks when he's got some rookies out there and Ronnie Bell and
well, I was thinking
they're
more
playing of, a great defense.
Well, I was thinking of Eric, let me tell you who's not a great defense. And maybe this is unfair because I'm not trying to pick on Brock. But that Arizona Cardinal game, you had everybody there. And he didn't look as great as he had in the past. But I thought the great ones prop you up, whoever you have. So can you understand that it was kind of trending that way? And I'm not saying he's done doing that, Brock Purdy. But, Stani, that's what was the big head-scratcher yesterday.
What was?
Like, he does need what you said. You remember how in the offseason a theme of what you were saying was, you know, Goo, or any quarterback, I just need to see him without some weaponry. I'm like, okay. But I guess I could still say I'm somewhat disappointed without the weaponry from the play that I've seen from Brock and the decision making. Stani, some of those
how's
interceptions
the offensive
yesterday
line been?
is good as it's been in the past, and it hadn't stopped yet.
I would disagree with that. I think the offensive line is struggling. But that's what I mean. That's why, you know.
But it's not playing blame, worse than the defensive line.
The blame.
The defensive line is worse.
There's so much blame to go around. If you want to pick one guy, you can do it. But it's a ton of different things, and
it's just feeling like Steiny, whoever, forget faulting anybody. and this has been my theme, and I said it. They don't look like a playoff team. Obviously, they still can make the playoffs because they control their own destiny. But right now, from everything in its totality, from the contracts to the preseason, it just seems like this is not their year. Can you get, can, if somebody were to ask you, Stani, can you get that? Could you meet somebody halfway and saying, I kind of get where you're going. You're not right, but it just seems like everything's going wrong.
It's week seven. Like, the Baltimore Ravens stunk. Well, they didn't stink, but they lost their first two games. They're back. The 49ers have not played good for 7 weeks. There's 10 more games left. Can they be good?
But now you're compromised because now the injuries are starting to really pile up. Yeah.
Welcome to the NFL. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.